You're listening to the Passporter Moms podcast.
Hello, and thank you for joining us for episode 65 of the Passporter Moms podcast, Disney and Beyond. I'm Jennifer Marks, Passporter author and Passporter Mom.
And I'm Sarah Varney, Passporter News Editor and Passporter Mom.
The Passporter Moms podcast is a weekly podcast for all travelers with or without kids. We serve up a healthy serving of tips and advice for vacations to Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, and destinations in the U.S. and abroad. So how are you today, Sarah?
Good. I'm doing well. I have to take sort of a personal minute here. My baby is turning 7 on Friday, so
happy birthday, Ryan.
I have to wish Ryan a happy birthday, and mommy loves you, and it's sort of weird, because his birthday is, you know, Ryan is adopted, and so I don't know if I feel differently about his birthday, because I have no memories of that day.
Uh-huh.
Ryan was born in Korea. I have no idea what I was doing on April 15th, 2004, so it's a little funny for me, so it's significant in that he's getting older, but to me, his birthday will almost always sort of be the first day he spent with us, which is October 14th, so...
Right.
A little weird, but
and you have a name for that day, don't you?
Gotcha day, which I think is really cool.
Gotcha
day is almost, I don't want to say more significant, because of course his birthday is significant,
right?
But sort of more memorable for me because it's the day he entered our lives.
Well, of course, absolutely.
So we're in full on party planning mode. He's very excited, and we're, you know, trying to cram sort of everything in, and I think we've got a good thing going. So,
and what plans do you have for his birthday?
We're having it. I've said this before. I'm going to say it again every year. I'll do anything to not have the party at my house. We have a small house, and he has lots of friends, and it's just sheer chaos. So this year, we're going to our local air museum. Ryan's very into planes and helicopters and anything with wings. So,
Right, because I remember you said that you made invitations that were folded like paper airplanes.
Which was the stupidest ideas I've ever had, because nobody got them, because the kids all flew them around, and they never made it home with them.
Oh!
So it was a good in theory and poor in execution kind of thing.
That's funny.
Yeah, I got a lot of phone calls from parents saying, you know, he's saying something about a birthday party, but I'm not really, I didn't see the invitation. I didn't see... anyway. It was a good idea.
Yeah, it was a good paper idea.
So we're having it at the Air Museum, and they actually have like some old like World War II planes and things like that. That I don't think they're World War II planes, but they're older planes. And they actually open the cockpits, and the kids can sort of get in and pretend to fly them, and all sorts of cool stuff. So
that sounds like a blast.
Very exciting, yes. But I can't believe he's 7. So
time flies.
I'm having a moment. How about you? How are you?
I am very well. I am enjoying our beautiful weather. Would you believe the weather on Sunday got up to 86 degrees?
No way.
I know. It was freakish.
Wow.
Yeah. But
send it this way.
It's just so nice. Things are growing. Alexander and I planted a bunch of seeds and, you know, pots inside the house and cleaned out the yard. It's just very nice. It's nice. It's, you know, and it reminds me so much of it, which is a sort of a silly thing, but of Florida. I mean, we were just there last month, and it was beautiful, right? And so in the weather, it's been sunny, and it's getting warmer, and those gentle breezes remind me of Florida, and it's really good.
Oh, I'm jealous. We haven't had that weather yet here, so we're still waiting.
Yes, well, it's spring. It'll come. It's coming. It's the one sure thing we can say. Warm weather's coming.
Yeah.
Other than that, I have been very busy working on the cruise guide and on like boring passporter work stuff that no one would care about. And but very busy, you know, doing that stuff, and of course just hanging out with Alexander. And
since our last podcast, Disney Cruise Line has announced the new itineraries for 2012. So
absolutely, that's right.
I'm sure that increased your workload significantly.
It did, because Dave was, as we reported last week, Dave was there, and so he was sending me his stuff, and I was putting it online. So yeah, that was actually a lot of fun to have him send it to me right away and then stick it up there. So I like that.
Yeah. Very exciting news.
Mm-hmm. And of course, getting the information into the book.
Yes. The actual tricky part.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I'm getting an unprecedented number of email questions about when the book you know, Passporter's Disney Cruise Line 2011 or the ninth edition, either way, is coming out. Mostly, I think, a lot to do with the fact that Amazon and Barnes & Noble reported it as April 1st, just because a lot of times they pull a number out of the air, to be perfectly honest with everybody. So, if you're listening to this and you're wondering where the book is or what its status is, come to Passport or go to our store. There's a calendar. It'll say any news, anything that changes, it will be in the newsletter, and I'm sure that I will mention it here on the podcast as well. But
for those who wonder, that April 1st date was not... that was not our date.
That's right. They need to have a date. Their system needs a date. So they'll just pick a date, really. You say spring, they'll pick a date. It's that simple. So, and there's not a lot that we can do to change that. And I apologize. But just remember, we are the source. So, and trust me, I know if the book is out or not because I'm working on it. So it's very cool to see so much interest in this book, and I of course understand because of the Disney Dream and all the new stuff happening, but it's good to know. No one likes to toil away in obscurity. I certainly don't have that issue, so.
I think that ship has sailed. Obscurity, yeah.
So just hang in there. I promise there'll be an update soon. Okay. So, what you mentioned, the cruise guide, the new itinerary news, which
was the big news this week.
Yes. So what other news is there?
So in addition to the 2012 cruise itineraries, which Dave had a great article that was linked to in last week's newsletter, so you can read all the details there. I won't go into all the different itineraries and everything, but you can check it out in last week's issue of Passport News. And I think is it still on the homepage on passporter.com?
It might have scrolled off by now, but it's on the under cruises.
It's under cruises. If you click on the cruise tab, at the top. Yeah, there's some great information there. So in articles this week, we have Cheryl Pendry's article about the pyramids of Giza. Is it Giza?
Giza? I think so. Giza. Yeah.
Right, okay. Which is so on my list of places I want to get to someday. It's really just the photos are incredible. And then we have a resort review from Kidani Village, Aaron Martin, who had previously contributed an article on Newfoundland. Contributed again an article about the Animal Kingdom villas at Kidani Village.
Excellent.
So, articles. Good. And then if you're a teenager and you have a grown-up in your party who is booking a driving or riding experience at the Richard Petty Driving Experience, you're in luck. You get to go along for free for a 3-lap ride-along. Yes. So say mom or dad has booked the drive experience, which means they're actually driving one of the race cars. You get to ride along for 3 laps. Actually, if they booked a drive experience, up to 2 teenagers can go along with them.
Wow.
So that's pretty excited. If the adult has purchased a ride along, which means they're in the passenger seat of the high speed sort of experience, up to 1 teenager can go along for 3 of the laps. So that's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And a good idea, I think, too, because I would think that would interest some teens. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, even in the under the heading of what not to do, get your license.
That's right.
Yeah. All right, Royal Watchers, if you are chomping at the bit to see the royal wedding and have just figured out that, oh my gosh, I'm going to be in Disney World and how am I going to see it? Should you choose to get up super early, the Dolphin Hotel is going to be airing the royal wedding live at 5 a.m., which, you know, I'm not getting up that early, but I really want to.
That is early.
5 a.m. They're going to be serving complimentary English-style breakfast items.
Wow.
I'm guessing scones and things like that.
Yeah, I would think so, yeah.
And there are going to be displays of sort of sugar replicas of the engagement ring and tiaras and, you know, all sorts of cool stuff. So it actually sounds like fun. So if you're going to be...
That is really cool. You know how last week we talked about me living under a rock?
Yes.
Okay, so I didn't know there was a royal wedding until I read this like a couple days ago. I'm like, oh, really?
I don't even know what to say about that.
I know. Well, okay, when I was a kid, I got up at 5 a.m., like I must have, I don't know, 8 or something, to see the, you know, Princess Di and Prince Charles wedding. Mm-hmm. I was totally into that. So to like just stumble across this, I'm like, oh, it's just kind of weird. Yeah, okay. Anyway.
Yeah, I'm moving on. I got nothing. I don't even know what to say about that. That people, this is how hard she works.
That's right. I work very hard.
This is how hard she works. All right, if I asked you to name who he's marrying, could you? Okay, right,
Who he's marrying.
interesting. Okay, all right, interesting. Moving on. The enchanted tiki room at the Magic Kingdom. Yeah, I honestly, I have nothing for that. I love you dearly, and I just don't even know what to say. Not that you should. I mean, under normal circumstances, I would say that why would you necessarily know there's a royal wedding, lots of people, so on and so forth.
But I imagine it's like everywhere, right? I'm going to guess based on
I'm not
this
sure how
report.
you've been to the grocery store and not,
I
because
don't pay any
it's tough.
attention to the tabloids or the magazines. I don't. I just not under, it's not in my radar. I don't know. It's one of those things.
Her name is Kate, by the way.
Oh,
Kate.
okay.
Sorry. Back to, and we're back. Okay. The Enchanted Tiki Room at the Magic Kingdom was recently closed after a small structural fire. And the reopening has sort of been rescheduled a few times, but now it's been pushed back until August 16th of 2011. So that's got people speculating wildly. Is there going to be changes to the show? Is there going to be changes to the building? Is there going to be changes? Who knows?
Right.
But reportedly, the damage to the attraction was minimal. So we're
Well,
guessing.
perhaps they're just using it as a time to make some other basic changes, not like to the show, but upgrading stuff. Who knows?
Exactly.
You
So
know what
we'll
I mean?
see.
Yeah, we'll
We'll
see.
see. Interesting to see. I'm just saying, popular attractions, the busy time of year, there's got to be a good reason they're taking
Yeah,
it down
that does have
for.
to be a good reason.
I'm just saying. Anyway, Passporter News is the weekly e-newsletter companion to the Passporter series of guidebooks. Comes out every week on Thursday and includes general tips and travel advice and contests and all kinds of fun stuff. And you can subscribe at www.passporter.com.
Thank you, Sarah. And now I am pleased to introduce this week's special guest, Tracy Cook. Tracy has been visiting Walt Disney World since her childhood. She decided to combine her love of Walt Disney World and with her knowledge of education. With more than 12 years' experience as a teacher and countless family trips to Walt Disney World, she recognizes that many valuable learning opportunities happen outside the classroom. She lives in mid-Michigan with her family. Welcome, Tracy.
Thank you for having me on.
So, Tracy, what grade do you teach?
I actually teach high school,
High school. Oh my
English.
goodness. High school. That sounds scary. Sorry, I don't know. I just remember my high school. So that's very cool. And how many times would you say that you've been to Walt Disney World?
People always ask that. I'm not sure. I've just really lost count. I go about 4 to 5 times a year now.
Okay. That's quite a bit. So you are the author of maybe more than two books, but I know of two books. And one is Kid Tips for Walt Disney World, and the other is excuse me, Walt Disney World Adventure, a field guide and activity book for explorers. Is that correct? I'm not
Yes,
missing anything, right?
absolutely.
Okay.
Nope, you're not.
Okay. So where did the idea for your vacation field guides come from?
I had an hour drive to work each day, and I thought, I know a lot about two things. One, Walt Disney World, and two, education. And I decided to combine the two and created Walt Disney World Adventure. And then from there, with all the kit tips I gained, that's where Kit Tips came from.
That's awesome. So you're putting two things that you love to do and feel, good about together, which is awesome. That is really good. And I was looking through, well, both of them, but particularly Walt Disney World Adventure, the field guide and activity book for explorers. I thought this was so cool. And so obviously those of you who are listening don't know, maybe I could read the back. It says, "Unlocking the Secrets to Adventure, curriculum-based activities and games turn a trip to Walt Disney World into a learning adventure." And what this is it's got all of these, it's almost like a workbook, and it's got all of these different activities and like puzzles and ways. It's actually like taking things from the ride and doing these really cool educational fun things, not just like boring learning stuff, but actually fun. It's really cool. I'm really impressed with this.
Thank you very much. It was definitely my all my heart and soul went into that book.
I have to say, Tracy, when I read it, the first thing I thought was, this is the perfect answer for, you know, parents who make the decision maybe to take their kids out of school and they're going to be missing some school and they promise the teacher that they'll do something educational while they're there to sort of make up for them.
Exactly.
This is perfect.
That's right. So anyone who's doing that and has any concerns or just wants to like enhance the learning opportunities should get a copy of this book, because I see stuff in here that my six-year-old could do. I see stuff that's beyond him, but I definitely see stuff that he can do and would think was really fun and cool. And this is really neat. And it looks like it's very creative as well. I don't just see the same things being repeated over and over. You know, it's all different sorts of things.
I'm sorry. I did not repeat any of the puzzles in the whole entire thing.
Yeah.
Wow.
So there, if it looks similar, there is some variation. So yep, everything is different.
Yeah, that is very cool. Now, and Kid Tips for Walt Disney World, looks to be, now this book, Kid Tips, is written for kids to read, right? It looks like the reading level is pretty, grade school level.
It's, primarily the age, for the tips would be, I would say 8 to 14. Mm-hmm. Usually that 11, 12, 13, they really submitted the most tips, actually.
Right, I can see that. Because in here, which is mostly, it's actually, it looks like it's all tips from kids. I don't see much writing from you. And so I see their name and their age and where they're from for each of these tips, which is really very cool. Of course, I mean, we have Kid Tips in Passporter, that we added when Allie was about starting at 8 years old, and but nothing to this extent. I mean, this book is full of them, and this book is 130 pages, so that's really cool. Where did you get all your tips from?
I was lucky enough that a popular Disney forum let me post that I was looking for tips for actually for the adventure book, because that book has tips in it as well. But I ended up receiving over 6,000 tips, and the adventure book does not have that many in them. And so I really wanted to make sure I did something with the tips. Mm-hmm. And it's been so successful. I'm expanding it to include Universal Studios Orlando and SeaWorld in Orlando in the Walt Disney book. It'll include those as well.
Right. That's, yes. Tips are a very popular thing. I know that I have, tens of thousands of tips that our readers have submitted in our Disney 500 ebook. Well, sorry, it's also a print book now. Disney 500 book is the best selling. It's like all tips. That's all it is in there. And people, you know, even though you can, if you look, find a lot of these tips online, it's actually not even true in your case. Kids aren't really online to put their tips on that much. So this is it's a very nice resource of kids' perspectives and what they like and don't like. And some of it might surprise you. all right. So what is your favorite thing to do at Walt Disney World?
I think my favorite thing actually changes depending on who I'm with. I love to go by myself in the parks and just enjoy being there. I love taking first-time people into the parks. Mm-hmm. My mom and I have a trip planned together, and that reminds me of my childhood. I really just like being in the park, and then who I'm with changes the experience for me.
That's right. I also love taking first-time visitors. Seeing the magic through their eyes makes me see it in new ways also. So, yeah, that's very cool. So, go ahead. Do you have a question?
Oh, Tracy, I was just going to say. So, now, did you test drive some of these adventures on your own kids? How involved were they in the creation of these books?
Well, it's actually on the front cover there. For the adventure book was my stepson. He is the model.
I was
going
to ask you about that, if that was one of your children. So that's cool.
And he, I was surprisingly took that to he was very excited, and he acted the part of the model. they definitely gave suggestions, and I try to make everything educational, no matter where we went. So they were used to seeing these types of things, the activities.
Mm-hmm. I'll bet. Did your kids contribute to the Kid Tips book as well?
Only one tip each.
One tip
so
each.
I didn't reuse any of the kids. So, I didn't. So it's only one tip per kid.
Right, one tip per kid. Yeah. Well, that's fair. That makes sense. So where can our listeners get copies of your books? Are they at Amazon?
They are at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, both online and other online book retailers.
Awesome. So I will put a link, for those of you listening, I will put a link to the books in our description so that it's easier for you to find them, as well as the titles also. Awesome. So thank you so much, Tracy.
Thank you very much for having me. You are definitely someone I admire and look up to in the Disney community.
What, me?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't laugh.
Well, thank you.
That's such a classic Jennifer response.
That's very nice of you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm sorry.
I wasn't being smart about it.
Okay, let's move on to our community corner. All right, so let's see. Well, we don't have any listener-submitted celebrations, but I just need to say again, happy birthday to Ryan. Yay!
And Tracy, that's my son. He's turning 7 on Friday. So,
and I do want to say, I thought this was cool. You know, recently it was my sister's, and before that, my niece Megan's birthday, and I included their celebrations in here, and I didn't mention to them that I had done it, and they're just listening to the podcast, la 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 la, and they hear their names, and they thought that was so cool. They were really happy. So, those of you who might have, you know, family members' birthdays coming up, send them in. I would love to announce them. I really like hearing about that stuff. All right. And this week's contest winner is Passport member Tabitha 34. Woohoo. Yay. If you are listening, Tabitha, send an email to podcast@passporter.com to claim your gift certificate. And for those of you who aren't sure how to send in your celebrations or be entered into our weekly contest, you just go to passporter.com/podcast and you'll see the link to do both of those two things. You basically just need to register for our podcast and then you have, you're automatically entered into it, and then you have the chance to, or the option to send in your celebration information.
And if you registered previously, but you have missed a couple of episodes, go back and listen again. See if we called your name. There's a few unclaimed gift certificates floating around out there.
That's right. Yep. There's no expiration on this. if you email us in 5 years, it's still okay. But we want you to listen now, because in 5 years, this stuff is going to sound so terrible. I mean, Ryan will be turning 12.
Oh, please.
Okay.
What are you doing?
All right. All right, three questions. Our first question is from Jiminy Jim, and he writes, so it looks like we are going to do the Disney New England Canada cruise. There is no information on the Disney site about what shore excursions might be available. Does anyone have any idea about this? We've never been, and we don't know what could be available. We have 2 kids, 14 and 6, so I'm looking for stuff for them. When I called the Castaway Club number, they said they are working on that now. I bet they are, but it won't be released until 120 days before the cruise. Maybe someone who has been to this area on another cruise line. Well, Jim, I will tell you what I do, because this comes up all the time with our cruise guide and not having information, is I go look on other cruise lines' websites for similar itineraries, and almost always the shore excursions are the very, very similar, if not the same, because it's not Disney who's taking you on the shore excursion. It's a vendor. It's it's a company right there that's locally that's doing it, and then Disney, you know, contracts with them to do something, you know, to do the excursion. So you will see the same types of excursions repeated over and over for all the cruise lines, basically. So and then of course there's Cruise Critic, and they'll often have a lot of information, even if it's just about the typical shore excursions that you'll find at a destination. And that's how I do it.
I pulled this question the other day and I thought, okay, well, I literally just went to Google and typed in, you know, Canada Shore Excursions Cruise Line, and a whole list came up of reviews and different things. Now, we can't guarantee that that's what Disney is going to do, right. But it at least will give you an idea about what's going to be available.
That's right. Yes. And in my experience from doing that over the years and then comparing it to what Disney's doing, it's very similar. So it's not the same prices, times, little details, or and sometimes something that seems cool just won't be offered, but it'll give you a good idea. All right, our next question is from Quilts by Nini. And she writes, I need ideas for nutritious snacks to take on my trip. We are driving, so I don't have to worry about shipping the snacks down or packing them on the plane. My youngest is a special needs child, and while he is on medication, we prefer not to have him have a lot of sugar. It seems strange to have him, to give him meds to keep him from being too hyper and then give him sugar at the same time. In the past, we have packed baby carrots in an ice bag or cooler, but they don't last very long. We have also made a homemade trail mix where I can control the amount and type of sugar with things like dried fruit, cereal, pretzels, and nuts, and I put them into baggies and keep a couple in my bag. I know he will be getting dessert with his meals, but he usually prefers the fruit anyway, and a daily ice cream, Mickey ice cream bar. I mean, I really want that to be the majority of his sugar for the day. Any ideas for healthy or semi-healthy snacks? There's a ton of stuff. One of the things I like is a string cheese.
Yep, cheese is a great one. Disney has made a real effort recently to focus on sort of their healthy living initiative. And so you will find fruit as an option all over the
Yes,
park,
everywhere.
virtually everywhere, usually within, and prominently displayed typically.
Right, there's quite a few fruit stands also, just like walking by through the park, you'll see them in a number of places.
That
Also,
street.
oh, sorry.
Cheese is a great option. Yeah, the string cheese, those are perfect. They're easy. They're portable. They, keep well.
Right. And when we were down for the Disney Social Media Mom Celebration, and we did the Disney's Magic Healthy Living, one of the things they gave us were these, like a packet of dried fruit. I actually still have them here somewhere. And it seemed like something really portable. So it was.
Oh yeah, those were great. Mine are long gone. Ryan snatched those right up.
Something like that would be really cool, to take along, and you wouldn't have to worry about keeping it cold or anything like that. Because, yeah, it can get really, really hot, and veggies can just,
Will.
yes, exactly, get yucky. Tracy, do you have any ideas for something like this?
Well, I was actually thinking, I know it's surprising, I don't really like fruit, but even I liked the dried fruit. So I definitely think that is a good way to go. And it doesn't take up much room.
That's right. It doesn't. Nope. Okay, cool. And our last question was emailed in from CBaker36. And this person writes, I discovered your webpage about 3 months ago and I love it. We are planning on going to Disney World in the summer of 2012. It has been a long time, over 10 years, since we last visited Disney. When we went the last time, the extra hours were only at Magic Kingdom. And even though we were staying on property, you had to pay extra to stay the extra time at the park. Do you still have to pay, and is the extra time available at all the parks? Thanks for all your dedicated work. That was a long time ago. Things have definitely changed.
I was about to say, I don't ever remember having to pay for extra magic hours, so that must
There
have been a
was,
while ago.
yeah, I, there was a short period where they were sort of testing it, and it wasn't too long after that, maybe 3 or 4 years, that Disney's extra magic hours came out, and the way they came out in the beginning. So now we have Disney's extra magic hours, which is actually where you can get into a selected park an hour early, or stay an extra 3 hours, and it's not doesn't cost anything extra so long as you're a guest at a Disney resort hotel, and they the schedule of which parks have the morning hours or the evening hours is posted at Disney's website. And I think that there is one other hotel that is participates in
It's
the
the
program.
Hilton.
It's the Hilton. You mean right, the one that's on internet, or
In
the
downtown Disney area.
yes, thank you very much. Yes, that was it. I knew there was one there. So no, it doesn't cost anything extra so long as you're staying in a Disney resort, and you need to have your Key to the World card with you, so, which you probably have anyway, so that they can verify that that's you. And otherwise, you guys have anything to add to that?
No, it's great. Sometimes people say, but I'm staying, I get this question a lot. Well, I'm staying at a hotel on iDrive and it says it's on Walt Disney World property. On property is something different than an actual Disney owned resort. So with the exception of the Hilton, the only resorts that participate in Extra Magic Hours have the name Disney in them. So it's Disney's Animal Kingdom Lodge, Disney's Yacht and Beach Club. The Dolphin does not participate. The Swan does not participate. Mm-hmm. Shades of Green does not participate. Mm-hmm. So those are things to keep in mind.
Yes, that's a very good way of putting it. Helpful to remember that. All right, cool. Well, that's all of our questions. If you would like to hear your question answered in the Passporter Moms podcast, please send an email to podcast@passporter.com or post on our message board, specifically in our podcast forum, and we will be happy to answer it for you. And
thanks to Tracy for being on the podcast today.
Thank you so much, Tracy.
Thank you.
All right. Well, I have a coupon for those of you who listen to the end of the podcast. It is good for 25% off the list price of any Passporter in our store for the next 7 days. And the code is Let's Go With Explorers in honor of Tracy's first book. So that's EXPLORERS. So plural. And it's all lowercase. You can just type it during checkout at PassporterStore.com to get your discount. And that's our show, folks. Thank you for listening. Join us next week for more news and answers. And I believe it's just Sarah and I, right, Sarah?
Just us.
So we'll talk to you next week. Bye.